with his one operating eye. "Are you simple or what?" Carrot gave him a big smile. "That's right, Sergeant Muldoon. Is it, though, worth a farthing, would you say? There's dwarfs running around the streets looking for a fight, and you want to know about property prices? A farthing? Don't be daft, it's worth at least $5 a month." "Ah," said Carrot, ticking the book again. "That'd be inflation, of course, and I expect you've got a cooking pot. Do you own at least 2 1/3 acres and more than half a cow?" all right," said Muldoon. "It's some kind of joke, right?"
"I think probably the property qualification can be waived," said Carrot. "It says here that it can be waived for a citizen in good standing. Finally, has there been, in your opinion, an irreparable breakdown of law and order in the city?"
"They turned over Throat Dibbler's barrow and made him eat 2 of his sausages in a bun."
"Oh, I see," said Colon.
"Without mustard?"
"I think we can call that a yes," said Carrot. He ticked the page again and closed the book with a definite snap. "We'd better be going," he said.
"We were told," Colon began.
"According to the laws and ordinances of Ankh-Morpork," said Carrot, "any residents of the city in times of the irreparable breakdown of law and order shall, at the request of an officer to the city who is a citizen in good standing," there's a lot of stuff here about property and stuff, and then it goes on, "form themselves into a militia for city defence."
"What does that mean?" said Angua.
"Militia," mused Sergeant Colon.
"Hang on, you can't do that," said Muldoon. "That's nonsense."
"It's the law. Never been repealed," said Carrot.
"We've never had a militia. We never needed one."
"Until now, I think."
"Now look here," said Muldoon. "You come back with me to the palace. Your men are the watch."
"And we're going to defend the city," said Carrot. People were streaming past the watch house. Carrot stopped a couple by the simple expedient of sticking out his hand. "Mr. Popley, isn't it?" he said. "How's the grocery business? Hello, Mrs. Popley."
"Ain't you heard?" said the flustered man. "The trolls have set fire to the palace."
He followed Carrot's gaze up Broadway to where the palace stood squatting dark in the early evening light. Ungovernable flames failed to billow from every window.
"My word," said Carrot.
"And there's dwarfs breaking down windows and everything," said the grocer. "A dog's not safe."
"You can't trust them," said Cuddy.
The grocer stared at him.
"Are you a dwarf?" he said.
"Amazing. How do people do it?" said Cuddy.
"Well, I'm off. I'm not stopping to see Mrs. Popley ravished by the little devils. You know what they say about dwarfs?"
The watch watched the couple head off into the crowd again.
"Well, I don't," said Cuddy, to no one in particular. "What is it they say about dwarfs?"
Carrot fielded a man pushing a barrow.
"Would you mind telling me what's going on, sir?" he said.
"And do you know what it is they say about dwarfs?" said a voice behind him.
"That's not a sir, that's Throat," said Colon. "And will you look at the colour of him?"
"Should he be all shiny like that?" said Detritus.
Feeling fine, so much for people importuning the standard of my merchandise."
"What's happening, Throat?" said Colon.
"They say..."
Dibbler began, green in the face.
"Who says?" said Carrot.
"They say," said Dibbler. "You know, they, everyone. They say the trolls have killed someone up at Dolly Sister's and the dwarfs have smashed up Chalky the Troll's all-night pottery and they've broken down the brass bridge and..."
Carrot looked up the road.
"You just came over the brass bridge," he said.
"Yeah, well, that's what they say," said Dibbler.
"Oh, I see."
Carrot straightened up.
"Did they happen to say, sort of in passing, anything else about dwarfs?" said Cuddy.
"I think we're going to have to go and have a word with the Day Watch about the arrest of Coalface," Carrot said.
"We ain't got no weapons," said Colon.
"I'm certain Coalface has nothing to do with the murder of Hammerhock," said Carrot. "We are armed with the truth. What can harm us if we are armed with the truth?"
"Well, a crossbow bolt can. E.g., go right through your eye and out the back of your head," said Sergeant Colon.
"All right, Sergeant," said Carrot. "So where do we get some more weapons?"
The bulk of the armory loomed against the sunset. It was strange to find an armory in a city which relied on deceit, bribery, and assimilation to defeat its enemies. But as Sergeant Colon said, once you'd won their weapons off 'em, you needed somewhere to store the things. Carrot rapped on the door. After a while, there were footsteps.